Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Dr. Fernando Lumine, and I am so excited to have Fernando here with us today. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. You know, I always want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Time is our most precious asset, and I am truly aware of that. I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. So join me in welcoming Dr. Fernando Lumine. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Fernando first and then bring him on the show. Dr. Fernando Lumine is an international marketing strategist, consultant, copywriter, speaker, and entrepreneur. He's the founder of Sprout Point Consulting. As a heart surgeon with an extensive background in healthcare, he started his marketing journey helping physicians and dentists of different countries and specialties and grow their practices through his Medical Marketing Academy program. He realizes that all businesses, regardless of their niche, had similar challenges. And the strategies that he had learned, tested, and perfected, when customized for each business situation, were equally as successful. But nothing, you know, doing everything manually was a lot of work. So Fernando became an automation freak, as he puts it. He then made it his mission to help you, the small and mid-sized business owner, within or outside the healthcare system, to grow your business through the implementation of a strategic marketing system that combines advanced direct response marketing strategies with the most up-to-date digital media resources and automation technology. For more information, you can visit his website at sproutpoint.com. Fernando, I am so excited to have you here today to share your insights with all of us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bonnie. It's really a pleasure and an honor.
You know, obviously, I read about a little bit about people in their bio, but there's always more to this story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and how the importance of mindset really affected you as you have built your business and reached your financial freedom?
Well, I think that mindset is everything, is where everything starts. You know, it may sound cliche now, but the Henry Ford quote that, you know, whether you believe you can or you cannot, you are right. It is absolutely true. And as far as I can remember, you know, I was an athlete as a youngster into my teenager years, and that was, you know, the mindset was everything. You know, I was a water polo player, and every time I'll get in the water and to play a pretty rough game, you know, if you think you're going to lose, you're going to drown, you know?
Yeah.
And that was very important. Then I got into medical school, and, you know, I'm originally from Brazil, and in medical school, it's like everywhere else, is very competitive. But at that time, I remember, was 130 candidates per position in the medical school.
Wow.
And then I decided that I want to do my training abroad. You know, it turns out that I came to the U.S. to train, and most people look at me, thought that I was crazy. You know, oh, you're not going to be able to do this. This is too hard and this and that. And so, and the rest is history and everything else in my whole life. Then I went through general surgery training. From there, I did cardiothoracic surgery training. Then I decided that I want to do other stuff. And then I ended up embarking this amazing marketing journey here that I can't see my life any different than what I have done today. But if it wasn't for the mindset, I would have never, you know, accomplished what I did. But it didn't come all at once. It was a lot of work on my end. And I, by that I mean a lot, because I also had to fight my own demons and my insecurities and so forth and so on.
Well, I mean, coming from the background of a cardiothoracic surgeon to an internet marketing person is just in and of itself is quite a shift. And all the other things, as you mentioned throughout your life, that you had to, I mean, being in that, you know, how many, you know, there was one position, there was, you know, over 100 people applying for that one position for medical school. Oh, my goodness. So mindset, you know, mindset and part of mindset to me, I think, is not giving up. It's the tenacity. It's the thing that keeps you going. It sounds like that was certainly a piece of your journey as well.
Yeah, you're correct about that. But there's another piece that I think is important, because you need to obviously keep it going, but you need to keep it going with an end in mind. In other words, believing that you're really going to get there, because it's very easy to keep it going. And how would I say, you are spinning your wheels, and by that you're also comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so true.
Because you're afraid of moving forward, so you're in that little comfort zone, and you don't push to the next level. And then you start thinking that you're accomplishing things, but in reality you're not. You just have activity without accomplishment.
Right. Oh, that's such a good point, Fernando. You know, it's kind of like our GPS systems. If you don't really know where you're going, it's really hard to set up your GPS to tell you how to get there. And you're right. I think there are a lot of people, especially maybe newer entrepreneurs, that there's so much to learn in the beginning, and there's so many things, and people get shiny object syndrome, and they, you know, go here and there and everywhere. How did you get that clarity early on in your journey to really be able to focus with that end goal in mind, even if it changed, you know, throughout the course, as we all change? But how did you manage that clarity, and what did that do for you? I'm assuming it was, is it help for you to be clear on what you wanted?
Yes, but to be honest, I didn't have clarity for a long time. On the medical side of things, it was crystal clear.
Sure.
But once I became a marketer, things shifted substantially. And I was actually lost for a while. And the reason I was lost is because everyone that I talked to wanted to put me in the doctor box. Oh, you're a doctor, so you got to do stuff for doctors or something like that. And I'm thinking, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else. I'm tired of this doctor world. If I, you know, I have my doctor part, but that's not who I am. It's part of what I do. And I didn't think that just serving physicians or dentists or healthcare, it was really true to who I wanted to become. So I had a good conversation with our friend Frank Kern, who became my mentor throughout this whole journey. And I'm talking to him one day, and he said, well, no, dude, you can do the same thing. He's trying to put me in the doctor box. I said, Frank, I don't want to be in the doctor box. This is not doing it for me. I had already, you know, made some money and had some clients going and things like that. And he turned to me and said, you know, Fernando, if you're not happy with it, then don't do it, because success without fulfillment is failure.
Yeah.
And that thing hit me like a rock. You know, and from there, I went through the process of saying, okay, so what is it exactly that I want? And then I went kind of reverse engineered, to get to the point that I am today. I said, okay, what is the life that I want to have? You know, who I want to serve, what exactly that I want to be doing. And then I start moving backwards to the present day and said, okay, now I kind of have a map. And that's how he got me there. The other thing that I thought was very important to me is that people, when they hear that, I usually actually don't like to tell people up front that I'm a doctor, mainly a heart surgeon, because it automatically puts a label on me, number one, and they look at me differently, as if I'm kind of special, you know? And I don't think that. I actually think that being a physician is a handicap in the entrepreneurial world, because we are taught to think very linearly. right? So it's a very linear process from medical school to practice. And also, we are taught that mistakes are not acceptable, right? So I end up joining a coaching program to learn how to think. I said, I need to learn how to think differently. I need to learn to think how an entrepreneur needs to think to succeed. And that was also very key in helping me, you know, put me in the right mindset. I told you I had to do a lot of work on me. You know, I'm a little nutty. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's so true. And I'm so glad that you shared that, Fernando, because you know what? And you probably noticed this too. We see everybody's highlight reels. You know, we see when they're successful and these, you know, everything is fine and hunky-dory. But you know what? Everybody goes through the journey of the, you know, gaining your clarity and the building up your confidence and things like that. So I'm so glad that you shared that piece of your journey. And I love that quote, the success without fulfillment is failure. Oh, my goodness. That's priceless. That's really,
yeah,
really
good. Yeah,
you
know, I forgot the name. I think it's Robin Sharma who wrote this book. And I may butcher the name of the book, but the monk who sold his Ferrari or something like that.
Mm.
So, you know, the people are always after, you know, the Western or the American criteria for success. You know, is the big house, the fancy car, the money in the bank. I had it all, and that didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
And something else that you said was that, you know, it wasn't, you know, being a doctor was what you did. It wasn't really who you are.
That is correct.
Which is so key. Because to me, being an entrepreneur, being a holistic entrepreneur, or whatever kind of entrepreneur you are, is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. That's how I look at it.
And even on the marketing end, you know, just to add to that, when you're out there selling your products or, you know, your services, whatever, it is totally transparent. People will see through it. You cannot hide it. Although, no, we may try, you know, but it's, and the more transparent you are, the more successful you're going to be. But the most important thing is that we need to be comfortable with who we are. You know, we need to sell ourselves to ourselves first before you can go out there and then, you know, try to sell your services, your products, marketing yourself, whatever it is that you're going to do. And that's very, very important.
Oh, that is so key. So how do you have some words of wisdom on how to sort of build that self-confidence, really, how to value yourself enough? Because, you know, we've all heard the term, people will value you as much as you value yourself. And if you're not there with that, then no, nobody's going to pay you to do anything.
Yes. I'll try to... Let me see if I can give a little bit of a process that really helped me go through this whole thing. Because I'll be very honest. You know, what you're saying about people always show their accolades and their, you know, the bright side of them, but they don't talk about the internal struggle or even the real difficulties that they go through. And as a kid, I grew up, I was extremely self-conscious. I was insecure and took me a lot of work to get over that. So I don't know when things really turned around or if it was one specific thing, but the first thing that I thought that was important, it was awareness. You know, it was awareness that, okay, I don't like this. I don't like the way I feel in relationship to, no, my own self-image and things like that. Why am I insecure? I need to work on that. So I went after it. So that was the first step, you know, say, okay, I really got to work on this. The other thing is we always want to be comfortable and have, oh, I want to have the certainty that this is what I want or this is where I am going and this is how things are going to pan out. That's all baloney, you know. Mm-hmm. So with the thought of the awareness, I think the next step will be commitment. You need to have the commitment that you want to change or you want to accomplish something. And then that will require a lot of courage because you're going to, now is the point that you want to get somewhere. Maybe you don't know exactly how to do it or you don't have all the tools or the knowledge, whatever, But the first step is courage. You want to get there, and you're going to have to fight your own demons, your fears, your insecurities, until you become capable enough to develop that skill or grow your business or become the parent that you want to become or whatever that is. And then you will achieve that level of confidence to function in the level that you want to. So that is something that I learned from Dan Sullivan that's called the confidence matrix, where you need the commitment. The commitment will require courage. All of that is what is required to attain or develop the new capability that you're looking for. And only then you will be confident. And then let me say that again. And only then you have the confidence to move forward.
Hmm.
So, and part of self-confidence is also self-acceptance. So that's what we mm-hmm. talked about a few minutes ago. You know, you need to sell yourself to yourself first. And you can't try to be someone else. Don't try to be a me too. Yeah, you learn stuff, you know, here and there and try to develop, you know, your own system or your own business, but put your personality on it. And that is, you're talking about, you know, the silver bullets and following the gurus. Initially, we all have a tendency to imitate, right? And become like that person. I can say that, you know, when I was doing stuff with Frank, all I want to do is say, okay, if it works for him, it's going to work for me. I'm just going to do exactly the same thing. But it's not the same thing because I am not Frank, right? So I need to put my own spin on it and go from there. So I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, being your authentic self. And you're right, what you said earlier, Fernando, people can tell. People can tell if you're not really being you.
Yeah, you know, and there's not only that. I don't know about you, but or people who are listening, but for me, it feels shitty. Excuse my French, right? You don't want to fool anyone or be funny.
Right.
You know, the minute maybe is the deal that you close and all of a sudden say, oh, man, that just doesn't feel good because I was not really being myself,
mm-hmm.
right? So just I agree with you. No, you have to be yourself at all times.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I always tell people, what you see is what you get. This is, I don't know how to be any other way.
Correct.
So, you know, this is just it. So, you know, we were talking about value a little bit ago and how you have to value yourself and, you know, accept yourself and all of that. That kind of makes me think about the whole money thing. How, do you have any insights into in developing, you know, that healthy relationship with money, that wealth consciousness that people, I think, people need to be in that sort of place to achieve financial freedom, or they're never going to get there?
Oh, yeah, that is huge. I think I can maybe say a few things about that. My company actually started helping physicians negotiate contracts. That's how the whole thing started, okay? But obviously what I do today is different. And the reason for that was if I go back, way back, even as a teenager, you know, I'm originally from Brazil, and over there, money is not seen like it's seen here in the U.S. because the social discrepancy is so huge, you know, between the haves and the have-nots, and the violence that happens over there, you know, we learned throughout our life that money is something that you almost need to be ashamed of, or you need to hide if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to really work on that. I think understanding the relationship that we have with money is really, really key. And the thing that helped me the most is a concept that was developed by a guy named T. Harv Eker. He calls it the money blueprint, and it's pretty much our own thermostat for how we're going to do financially. And initially you think it's just a bunch of fluff or baloney until you start really diving deep into it. And that's really made a big difference for me because I was one of those guys who thought that, oh, money is good, but I don't need too much or, you know, whatever. You know, so I had a lot of subconscious thoughts about money that were not really, I would say, healthy to some degree. You know, I didn't believe that money was bad. Some people do believe, like, that money is the root of all evil and capitalism is bad and blah, blah, blah. But I don't believe in that. But I worked on that a fair amount to accept that actually money is a wonderful vehicle. But it wasn't until I fixed that that I couldn't really start to really blossom financially.
So, you know, money, I mean, there's a couple of things about money. It's valuing yourself enough so that you can sell yourself and be the authentic person you are. And people are more than happy to pay you for your services. And then there's the whole other side of it, I think, is investing in yourself to get to that place.
Oh, that is huge. I just obviously know it. So we just finished tax season. So I got a call from my accountant and said, what the hell are you doing? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's all this money you're spending in seminars and this and that. So last year, I spent $33,000 in seminars and courses and books and stuff like that. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. I can easily say that I have spent at least $100,000. So it's a whole new education over the years that I got. So that is very important. As far as valuing yourself, we usually don't look at what is the value of the service that you are really providing. And that is something that I learned in my marketing world, which is, okay, look the impact that what it is that you offer to that person. What that translates to that person in confidence, in financial results, whatever. And then you charge based on that. Because if you just charge whatever else some other people charges or, that some other person charges or that you think is the right price, quote unquote, you're going to be really shortchanging yourself. Mm-hmm. So you need to see what's the impact of the service that you are providing will have in that person's life. And then you go from there to determine what exactly that you're going to charge. That's how I think.
Yeah, and I think people struggle with that in the beginning, you know, setting how much should I charge for my services, you know, but you're so right. And it's not what you do necessarily, it's the result they get.
Yeah, but that, you know, I'm just going to look back into that confidence matrix that I talked about. They don't charge what they're supposed to because they just don't have the confidence to do that.
Right.
They think, oh, I am not so-and-so. How can I charge that? Well, you need to give yourself permission to do that. If you know what you're doing, you will provide some results to your customers, you have the whole right to do that. You know, maybe at the beginning, if you need to build that confidence, charge a little less. Build your confidence, and then you start ramping up, but just don't sell yourself short.
Yeah. You know, all along your journey, Fernando, is there something that sticks out to you that, boy, when I did this or when I took this course or learned how to do this or changed this within myself that, wow, that really made the difference?
Yeah.
Is there something that sticks out in your journey?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I would say. The first one is initially is very easy to be scattered. What do I mean by that? Mm. You follow everybody. Right, when I started in marketing, I follow all the big guys. You know, you put a name there, you mentioned the name of any big guy out there, I probably have either a book or a course in my bookshelf, or I had attended one of their events. But it wasn't until I focused in one or two guys that I thought, okay, I really identify with this person, and then I follow that until successful, that I didn't start to get results. In other words, you know, if you say, oh, I'm going to do this from this guy and this from that other guy and this and that, you don't get anywhere because each system is different. Success leaves clues and you need to initially follow that path. Down the road, you can change it. But that was the first thing. You know, I decided to follow one or two guys because they were complemented each other. And then I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to implement this. When you implement it, the second part of that is that you need to implement the way they do it. I heard one thing from Dan Sullivan once that really put me to think. So Dan Sullivan, as you may know, is one of the top coaches for business in the world today, right? So he has two groups. He has the group of people who make more than a million and people who make less than a million. So I'm on the lower tier group, and someone asked him, okay, what is the difference between the two groups as far as the participants go? And his answer was, the guys in the higher tier group, they just do it. The guys in the lower tier group, they're too smart, so they try to put their own spin on things. So what I got from that was, okay, from now on, I'm too dumb to fail. In other words, they tell me, do this, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not going to change it or think, no, I don't like this. Down the road, I'll give myself permission to do that. But initially, I'm just going to implement it and see what kind of results I'm going to get. And so far, it has been working.
So, Fernando, how does marketing fit into all of this, all these things that we've been talking about for entrepreneurs on their journey? I think it's a big piece. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think I could talk about that for a whole day. But I truly believe that marketing is the secret weapon that makes everything possible. And why do I say that? Because you can't be the best secret in town, right? If you want to help people, you need to put your word out there, your face out there, whatever it is. You need to make it possible for people to reach you. So you can provide the services or, you know, sell the products that will benefit people. So that's number one. The second thing that I would say is that marketing will shake you to the core and will touch your customers in the heart. And I'm going to say that again. Marketing will shake you to the core and will touch your customers in the heart. And I'm going to just break it down into two pieces. First is the shake you to the core part. When you're doing your marketing, when you're putting the stuff out there, you're going to have that butterfly in your stomach, the fear of failure, the self-doubt, and all of the stuff that we just talked about, that you're going to have to face it. Or the rejection, people who are going to say no and things like that. So you need to be ready for that. So you need to have the structure that you're going to face those situations. And that's why I say it's going to shake you to the core. And whatever it is that your weakest point, your marketing will touch on that. I can guarantee you. It's so amazing. The second part is we'll touch your customers in the heart, because when you do a marketing from a position of love and service and helping others, people will notice. It's part of what that thing of not being phony and being authentic that we just talked about.
Yeah.
Marketing will do that. And that's why I fell in love with marketing and copywriting. And the copywriting part is the, because of the power of the words that you use, that's going to really you need to sometimes to give your potential customer or your prospect a kick in the behind to say, come on, wake up. You know, I'm here trying to help you, because they are also afraid and they are skeptical. And that's the power of marketing and copywriting. So, and I think when you put it all together in a blender, it just encompasses everything we talk about, so far, and that makes a marketing so powerful.
So true. You got so many golden nuggets in today's interview, Fernando. Oh my goodness. And I know that you have a special guest to share with people. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that?
Sure. My passion is, marketing and direct response marketing specifically. And with everything that we just talked about, following this guy and that guy and this and that and being after the silver bullets, so to speak, it took me a while to really condense everything in something that would have a major impact on people's business and how they see and use marketing. So I have a free workshop, doesn't cost people a dime, is real content, and it's about 45 minutes of a bunch of marketing nuggets that I really think will change how people see and use marketing. So they can just go to sproutpoint.com LuminaryLife.com/mindset. And it's not just about mindset, but I'm using that link because of, you know, specifically to this event. So sproutpoint.com/mindset, and just sign up for the workshop. And then, you know, I hope it helps you. And also on my website, there's a bunch of other free resources that you can use. So sproutpoint.com. But go to sproutpoint.com/mindset and just sign up for the workshop. And I hope that's going to help you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that generous gift. And I will put the link right under this, you know, with your interview. So it will be there and easy for people to click on as well.
Sure.
You know, we've talked about so many golden nuggets. Oh, my gosh. So many good things. Do you have something that maybe we could, like, leave people with? Because everybody's, their brains are so full these days because there's so much going on. If they didn't have room for anything else, just one little thing, is there a way to sort of bring all this together and maybe a advice or a suggestion or maybe an action step that they could do right now that they could fit in?
Sure. I'm a doer, okay? So there's one thing that I've been doing for the past 2 or 3 years that has been really helping me a lot. So obviously, you need to determine where you want to go and why you want to do that. I think that is very key. But then every day you need to work towards achieving that. So the way that I do it is that I have my daily routine, so to speak. And actually, my daily routine starts the evening before. So when I go to bed, I pick up my iPad, and there's a couple of things that I do. The first thing that I do is I plan my next day. I actually schedule it. You know, I put on the schedule from 5:30 to 6:30, I'm going to exercise. Then from 6:30 to 7:30 is family time and taking my son to school and stuff like that. And then I really put, you know, the activities of the day. And then I put that in the perspective that what I need to do is to accomplish the goals that I want, you know, to achieve in life. And then I open my journal, and I'm using an app called the 5-Minute Journal. It is not a free app, but I think it's $4.99 or something, and it's wonderful. You set up a few alerts that can kind of make your phone kind of ring or chime when you want to. So the first thing that I do, I write what I want to accomplish the next day. Then when I wake up in the morning, you know, the first thing that this app is going to tell you is, like, what are the three things that you are grateful for? So I write those three things. And it's, what is important is the app doesn't tell you that, but I'm going to say, don't write the same thing that you wrote for the past 5 or 10 days. Because it's very easy. Oh, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for God. Whatever. But it becomes chory and boring, right? So something that you really mean. And then I go about my day following my schedule, and at the end of the day, again, when I go back to bed, when I reflect, okay, what could I have done better today, and what is it that I accomplished that was wonderful? So I do that throughout the whole week, and then on Sunday night, or sometimes either Sunday night or Monday morning, before I start my next week, I look back at the whole week that has passed, and I said, what have I accomplished this week that was good? So you already start your week with a positive focus instead of thinking, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I suck, I'm a failure, or whatever. So in a nutshell, journal daily and plan your next day the evening before.
Oh, that's great advice. And that's something that we can easily fit into our day if you don't already, you know, do this. That's wonderful. It's a wonderful golden nugget to leave people with, and as well as all the other things we talked about. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, Fernando. I know you're a busy person, and I so appreciate you taking time to share your insights and wisdom with all of us.
Oh, thank you very much. This is amazing what you're doing.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at bonniegressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.